I say, good afternoon, Jack D. How you going?
I'm all right, thanks, Alan. You?
I'm the best, but I have to say, you survived the Zambezi then.
I survived the Zambezi and very glad to be back on dry land and away from the hippopotamuses and crocodiles.
How tough was it?
It was properly tough and it was properly scary as well. It was very eerie at times, so you could never quite settle into it, and sleeping at night in camps, you know, on the side of the river or on islands. Yeah, it was quite unrelaxing.
And tell me about Sven.
Sven was about the most unlikely person you'd expect to meet out there. I think he's from Ripon in Yorkshire. But, you know, knew the river like the back of his hand. He'd been living there and working on the river for like 15 years or something. And is a real expert on the whole thing. And but he kind of saw us through it. But even he admitted afterwards it got hairier than it should have done and more dangerous than it should have done. Even he would admit he kind of learned some lessons on that trip.
How does a man from Ripon end up working on the Zambezi?
No one found out. No one got to the end of that. I don't know. It's the equivalent of joining the French Foreign Legion or something. I'm sure he's kind of reinventing himself or he's on the run or something. But we all had our own theories, but we didn't want to ask.
You'll appreciate the thought from my producer. Whenever I told her I was chatting to you today, she said, oh, yes, I know exactly how he feels because I've taken up kayak lessons in the swimming pool.
Yeah. Well, you know, you throw in some dangerous animals and you might be getting a bit closer to it. The scariest part of it was the water was so warm that the crocodiles didn't have to bask on the side of the river. And that's one of the problems that we had, is that usually you can see the crocodiles at day. But at this time, because the water was just abnormally warm and deep and high, they were all in the water.
But all for a great cause. Well done.
Yeah. You know, just seeing a bunch of celebrities suffering for a week on kayaks is just to provide some of the comic relief during some of the more difficult things that you have to watch on the day about people leading very complicated lives and not having such a good time. So if we can draw attention to that in a kind of acceptable way, then it is for a good cause, yeah.
It gets us together, that's for sure. Talking of getting together, though, you're getting the good people of Derry, Londonderry, together on the 27th and the 28th of March. You're in the city or the town for 2 days, back with stand-up. How's it going? Have you been prepping?
Yeah, I mean, I was touring with this show last autumn and had a good time. And I just wanted to extend it, really. And there's a lot of places I didn't get to on that tour. So I wanted to have another crack at it. And I'm coming over to Derry. And I'm going to be doing Cork as well on the same leg of that trip. I'm going down to Australia and New Zealand as well. So all over the place.
So you realise that Derry, Londonderry, is the city of culture. So you'll be part of the celebrations, Jack.
Yeah. Well, you know, congratulations to Londonderry. I look forward to seeing how it's affected everyone.
Well, I can feel a smile breaking out on your face already.
I'll work on that. you know, obviously, that won't happen again.